In the rest of the story, Cinderella gives birth to a girl, raises her in poverty and filth, abandons her after a few years in the grounds of the house owned by her violator. The story ends abruptly. Halfway along a path in a garden she has never been to before, cold and hungry, the child suddenly realizes she is alone. Behind her is the garden door that leads into the forest. It remains ajar. Is her mother behind it still? Ahead of her is a shed that, to her child's mind, has the look of a little house. A place she might shelter. Who knows, there might even be something to eat. The garden door or the little house? Door or house? The child hesitates. She hesitates. And the story ends there. Miss Winter's earliest memory? Or just a story? The story invented by an imaginative child to fill the space where her mother ought to have been? The 13th tale. The final, the famous, the unfinished story. I read the story and grieved. Gradually my thoughts turned away from Miss Winter and to myself. She might not be perfect, but at least I had a mother. Was it too late to make something of ourselves? But that was another story. I put the envelope in my bag, stood up and brushed the bark dust from my trousers before heading back to the road.